Welcome to the Dürr conference call. Ralf Dieter, CEO, and Ralf Heuwing, CFO of Dürr AG, will present the Dürr Group's figures for the first quarter 2016, followed by a Q&A session. I will now hand over to Mr. Dieter, CEO of Dürr AG.
Thank you, Laura, and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome, everybody. It's our pleasure to present to you Dürr's figures of the first quarter 2016. As always, I'm joined by my colleague, Ralf Heuwing. I will start, as also always, by summarizing the key highlights. We had a very good start to 2016 with incoming orders improving by 17%. Adjusted for currency translation effects, sales in first quarter remained unchanged. EBIT and earnings after tax rose strongly after normalization in purchase price allocations and financial result and tax rate. Let's turn to page number 4. Incoming orders increased substantially in all divisions to more than 1 billion euros, first time in Dürr's history. The resulting order backlog ensures good capacity utilization in 2016. The book-to-bill ratio came to 1.3 in the first quarter. We saw a slight decline in sales as expected, but currency translation had a negative effect of minus 3 percentage points to order intake and sales. On page 5, you see that incoming orders in America rose strongly due to several large orders in North America. In Brazil, India and Russia, incoming orders remained at a low level. But interestingly, we will be able to book in the second quarter a small paint job order in Brazil. And as anticipated, incoming orders in China were somewhat below the previous year's figures. And orders in Eastern Europe rose, mainly due to a large greenfield order for the construction of a paint shop for a luxury car manufacturer. The proportion generated in the emerging markets again exceeded the 50% mark. Let's turn to page number 6. In the first quarter, we achieved an EBIT margin of 7.1% compared to 5.6% last year. So we started the year already within our full-year target range of 7 to 7.5%. And as expected, purchase price allocation expenses decreased to a normal level of 2.2 million euro. Our EBIT includes book gains from a real estate sale of 5.1 million in the US following the move to our new campus. Like for like, operating EBIT adjusted for PPA effects and income from the real estate sale came to 55.8 million compared to 58.9 million in the first quarter last year. This resulted in an operating EBIT margin of 6.8% versus 6.9% in the previous year. As anticipated, there was a strong improvement in financial result, while tax expense returned to a normal level, which meant that net profit more than doubled. My colleague Ralf Heuwing will now take you through our financials.
Yeah, thank you, Ralf. Ladies and gentlemen, let me continue on page 7. Operating cash flow came to minus 3 million euros in the first quarter, down by 42 million year over year. This reflected an expected 22 million euro increase in net working capital compared with the end of 2015, and a cash out of 15 million euros for the terminated employee capital participation program at HOMAG. Free cash flow stood at minus 22 million euros, while net financial status declined from 129 at the end of 2015 to a still comfortable level of 89 million euros. The overview of our work in process and progress billings on page 8 shows that the payment balance with the customers has further normalized by 64 million euros compared to the end of 2015 and now stands at minus 148 million euros in our favor. We consider a figure of around minus 100 million euros to constitute a normal level, so expect some further cash outflow in the next quarters. On page 9, you see that at 25.4%, our equity ratio increased by 4.5 percentage points compared to the 31st of March 2015. Expect a further improvement during the course of 2016. Our new bonded loan in German Schuldschein, the volume of 300 million euros, is not yet included as of the 31st of March 2016. Our total cash currently, so today, stands at around 750 million euros. ROCE again exceeded the 35% mark in the first quarter and should stay at, or rather above, this level for the whole of 2016. I'll now hand back to Ralf Dieter, who will highlight the performance of all divisions and summarize our outlook.
Yeah, thank you, Ralf. Let's move on to page number 10. Order intake at paint and final assembly systems was strong with a plus of 20%. Our project pipeline remains healthy, also because a number of e-mobility projects are being planned both in China and in North America. Looking forward, paint and final assembly systems expect generally stable demand. The decrease in earnings was due not only to lower sales, but also to the margin returning to a normal level. At 6.7%, the EBIT margin was on par with the fourth quarter last year. Page 11 shows that Application Technologies order intake also increased considerably, mainly due to several large greenfield projects, while modernization business was steady. Sales decline was a consequence of strong order execution in 2015 and moderate order intake in the fourth quarter. EBIT was up 4.3 million due to the 5.1 million income from the mentioned real estate sale in the U.S. The operating EBIT margin remained above 10% due to the strong service business. On page 12, you can see that order intake at Measuring and Process Systems rose substantially by 20%. Order intake was strong in all activities. With sales down 10%, the book-to-bill ratio increased to 1.6. The EBIT margin was weaker due to the reduced sales and reached 7.8%. We anticipate a margin of 10 to 11% for the full year. As announced on April 12, we are currently exploring different strategic options for the future direction of the cleaning and surface processing segment. Cleaning and surface processing consists of the Dürr EcoClean Group, the market and technology leader for industrial cleaning machines. Our aim is to develop a strategic partnership, but we are also considering anything from a minority shareholding by Dürr to the sale of these activities. In 2015, cleaning and surface processing achieved sales around of 200 million euro and an EBIT margin of about 6%. We believe that the market offers further consolidation opportunities. However, it will be very difficult for Dürr, as EcoGrid's owner, to drive this consolidation process due to our already strong automotive market position. The process has already started and is expected to be concluded by end of the year. Page 13 shows the results for Clean Technology Systems. Order intake and sales rose strongly in the first quarter, driven by growth in our environmental business. Order intake exceeded sales by 29%. We received several orders from China and North America. The weak earnings are mainly due to the development in energy efficiency technology. In view of the low energy prices, this business has developed more slowly than initially planned. Measures to intensify sales activities and optimize costs have been initiated. Ladies and gentlemen, let me continue on page 14 with an overview of the HOMAG Group, which is equivalent to the Woodworking Machinery and System Division. HOMAG continued on its upward trend. An order intake rose by 6% and sales by 2% in the first 3 months. EBIT increased by 13.4 million and considerably outpaced sales growth. One reason for this was a 9.3 million decrease in PPA expenses, and the other was operating improvements worth 4.1 million. Adjusted for PPA effects, the EBIT margin rose to 6.4% in the first quarter, up from 4.9% last year. The reported EBIT margin stood at 5.5% compared to 0.4% in the first quarter last year. In the coming quarters, EBIT expenses will be around 2.2 million per quarter. Let's move to page 15, and you can see that our service business is a key driver for both customer satisfaction and value creation. Service sales grew by a strong 8% in the first quarter, coming to 231 million and accounting for 28% of consolidated sales, getting closer to our midterm target of 30% of total sales. The service margin remained at a high level. We expect the positive trend in our service business to continue based on further progress on our customer excellence initiatives. Let's move to page 16. PwC's market experts published their latest forecast for light vehicle production in April, as shown on this page. PwC has scaled back its short-term market expectations somewhat and now projects global production growth of 4% in 2016. In particular, Brazil and Russia are continuing to underperform, while India, Southeast Asia, and Iran are on an upward trend. Europe and North America are performing well with growth rates slightly above expectations, and the 2016 growth forecast for China now stands at around 6%. PwC and others remain upbeat about the longer-term potential in China. This sentiment is consistent with our impressions from conversations with OEMs in China. They continue to see significant potential in the long term, and in addition, we also see growth in the modernization business, reflecting the lower degree of automation and the lack of environmental protection in the older plants. An increasing number of paint shops in China is aging and needs for modernization. Let's turn to page 17. Based on the good start in the year, we are reconfirming our outlook. we are confident that we can achieve our earning targets for 2016. We are aiming for an EBIT margin of 7 to 7.5%, with absolute EBIT expected to be par on with 2015. Ladies and gentlemen, before inviting you to ask questions, I would like to draw a short conclusion. We started the year with a strong order intake, while sales developed as expected. Net profit more than doubled. The operating margin was stable despite the sales decline. Our cash flow was temporarily weaker, but an improvement in the second half of 2016 is expected. HOMAG is now the second largest earnings contributor in the group with further potential. And we confirm the guidance for 2016 with the upper guidance ranges as more realistic. Ladies and gentlemen, now thank you very much for your attention. We are now happy to answer any questions you wish to raise, and I hand back to Laura.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypads now. The first question is from William Mackey, Kepler Cheuvreux.
Good morning. Good afternoon, gentlemen. Three questions, please. First of all, during your work in the first quarter, It seems you've become more optimistic around opportunities of electric vehicles in China. Can you give us a sense of your impression of the urgency to start the investments in factory rollout and electric vehicle investments, and when we might begin to see that in the order flows within your Chinese business? Secondly, with regard to the guidance for the full year, when I look at the gains in application technology and then the way you've reported the margin in the first quarter, including those gains, when we think of your guidance, should we also consider that it includes the gain on the property divestment? And is it possible that you will book other gains or you have visibility on that? And lastly, a technical question, given the benefit of the tax rate in the first quarter, can you give us a sense of where you see the tax charge for the full year? Thank you.
Okay, I'll start with the first question regarding the urgency of investments in new factories for e-mobility or for e-cars. You know, there are a lot of players at the moment in that field, mainly driven by Chinese investors, and they always start in the U.S. and California and in China as a second phase. So we are working on, let's say, a handful of those projects. Up to today, it's not totally clear how the investment will be funded. I think we will see some of them have plans will not be executed, some will do. And so, let's say, from my guess, it's maybe two or three opportunities which are quite solid now you know about Tesla, that's public knowledge, but there are the other ones like Faraday Future and so on, and it's difficult for us today to project when those investments will be awarded, because a lot of discussion and financing stuff in the background, not before the second half, maybe end of the year, but maybe also early next year, so we have to be careful. I can maybe give you after the second quarter a better feedback on that.
On your second question, I mean, the 5.1 million euros, if you calculate it, is something like 0.15% of our guided revenue. So that doesn't really make a big difference, and we have chosen not to change our guidance. Yeah. On the tax charges, we are calculating with a tax rate of 30% for the full year. Yeah. Maybe a little bit lower, depending on where profits accrue over the course of the year.
That's very clear. Thank you.
Pleasure.
Thank you. The next question is from Ingo Martin Schachel, Commerzbank.
Yes, good afternoon. I have two questions. The first one would be on the EcoClean business. Could you give us a bit more detail to what extent the EcoClean performance contributed to the MPS margin decline in the first quarter, or how much of a deterioration of a margin performance you would see there for that business compared to the 6% that you mentioned in the press release as a 2015 margin level? And on the divestment, if you could maybe elaborate a little bit on your preferences with regards to maintaining or not maintaining a minority stake in that business. I think if you deconsolidate it, seems like a reasonably attractive business with a nice consolidation hub. So just curious to hear your thoughts on to what extent you would if possible, have a preference for maintaining a minority stake in Methlon? And lastly, on the APT order intake, if you could give us a very brief comment on, I mean, it's one of the strongest order intakes that you had, or the strongest in the last 3 years. If you could tell us a bit about the business mix, whether it was more driven by big tickets and one-off lumpiness of order intake, or whether there was already some growth element included from non-automotive applications or any specific growth drivers in there.
Okay, Mr. Schach, regarding EcoGlean, please ask for your understanding that we are in the beginning of a process here, and also very early in that process. And due to the effect, we would not like to disclose more details on that. I think we can be clearer later in the year. The APT order intake, as we said, there were some larger greenfields, but we see also a very healthy pipeline for, I would call it, brownfield, where we have either replacements of old robots or competitor robots, or process changes, further automation for interior painting. So there's a very, very healthy pipeline on that side as well, which we will see in the next quarters to materialize.
Okay, thank you.
Pleasure.
Thank you. The next question is from Stefan Augustin, Oddo Zeidler Bank.
Hello, gentlemen. Thank you very much. I have actually two questions here. The first one is, can you give us an idea a little bit if your very strong Q1 order intake goes a little bit at the expense of Q2? So have there been simply be a shift in the timing of projects being signed? And the second one is going to HOMAG. We see a 4 million improvement in EBIT. And if I am not mistaken, then anything that has been, let's say, a little bit connected to the integration and has something like one-off elements has been rather in the quarters later on. So this should be an operational improvement. And is this a 4 million something like a sustainable level that we could roll out over the following quarters as well for this year? And maybe as a last one, MPS is also really strong. Is this, can you give us a little bit an idea? This is for all business units underlying in MPS, and is it also not only from the automotive side? Is it also coming from other industries?
Okay, first of all, your first question is basically asking how the second quarter will be. To be honest with you, from today's perspective, it will be not a... I think last time we talked, when we had some preliminary results, I was more skeptical, but it looks quite okay. So we anticipate maybe a level around last year's second quarter. That would be a good achievement. But as you know, we can't force customers to sign in time on the quarter end or before. We'll see. But we are optimistic. MPS strength is based on all business units. For sure, it's also the supplier side, but this is also majority is automotive, and it's healthy in all segments. So this is also a very positive surprise to us, and it continues also to be for the year.
Yeah, and your question, HOMAG. I mean, our message has been that we plan to improve the EBIT margin by roughly 100 basis points on an operational level. Year by year, and of course the first quarter has been good in that sense, and it's also correct that there were no, other than PPA, no other distortions in terms of 2015 or 16.
Okay, could you, as a follow-up, would you continue then in the light of the current project pipeline still to say that H2 should be above H1 from the pipeline's perspective? Order intake.
You mean globally or HOMAG?
Globally, for the group.
This I will not comment today. Give me the chance, as always, that I have the second quarter behind and I have a better view on that. But okay. The pipeline is good, I can honestly say, but I can't say this on quarters, because as we always say, quarters are difficult to look at, and we will know more later in the year. But the guidance in order intake, we confirmed, I even said that we could be also at the upper end of the guidance, so I think that's maybe also a partially answer to your question.
Okay, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to remind you that if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypads now. We have a next question from Harald Remert, LBBW.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. Some minor questions from my side. First of all, industrial application technology, could you give us an idea what was the contribution to EBIT in Q1 and the relation to the previous year? Second, your acquisition of ETAC, do you see already on the incoming orders or in the development of your project pipeline that the backing by Dürr as a powerful shareholder would have any effects or results for projects coming on stream by ETAC? And finally, some months ago you told us something about margin erosion in final and assembly, and I think you're a bit more optimistic for the pipeline currently, so this has also a positive effect on the margin trend in this business. Could you give us there a sense of what's going on?
Yeah, Mr. Rehme, thank you. First of all, industrial application is still a very small activity. At the moment, it does not contribute to the EBIT, but this will be, because we're still investing here, but it also doesn't hurt it, so it's quite neutral in the meantime. ETAC, yeah, we have positive effects, just even there are small numbers, but we have an order intake increase of 40%, and I think maybe speaks for your question. We see that the customers have very, very positively confirmed the Dürr shareholdership, and they have got orders faster or easier by us being the owner, definitely. So this effect we've anticipated is happening, also for larger projects. And we didn't talk about, some months ago, about margin erosion. We talked about margin pressure. For sure it's higher than in 2012 when customers were talking about capacity reservation, but I would say it's a normal business, nothing special to mention, but normal course in that times.
Okay, thank you.
Pleasure.
Thank you. The next question is from Peter Rothenaicher, Baader Bank.
Yes, hello, gentlemen. Regarding your pipeline in the paint shop business, so you mentioned it's very healthy. Can you perhaps specify it? Is China here a big topic, because Q1 was relatively weak in terms of order intake from China? And is here, as you recently mentioned now, there's a bigger demand from some local players an issue? And regarding the prospects at application technology, so order intake in the first quarter in this area was very strong. So with good capacity utilization, can we expect here perhaps some positive impact on the margin for the rest of the year?
Yeah, first, to your second question, as we already said, we will get to the level we used to have, which is 10% roundabout, and so we will have an increase over the year. And the first question is the pipeline of paint shops, or it's healthy basically in North America, in Europe, and in China. In China, it was a little bit weaker in the first quarter, but again, quarters doesn't count. And yes, we are in close, or let's say quite advanced negotiations with some local players as well, but also with the joint ventures, because also their sales has picked up in some areas quite nicely. So we see for China more activity in the second half.
Okay,
but
thank you.
But it's not only driven by China, it's everywhere, fortunately.
Good.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Christian Koss, Warburg Research.
Yes, good afternoon. Thanks for taking my question. I actually entered the call late, so you may have addressed this issue already in your presentation. But I was wondering about the most recent issue of your promissory notes. I think in the volume of 300 million, you have a very comfortable net financial status, also good cash flow projects. Are you filling actually your war chest for M&A, or what is the key purpose for the most recent bond issue?
Yeah, Mr. Koss, thank you for your question. The stated reason was, of course, both a general corporate purposes, i.e. working capital finance, etc., but also to make us ready to act when we need to in terms of M&A. We are, as always, in the process of reviewing opportunities, and we have already stated the criteria that we apply, but there's nothing specific to be reported on right now.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. We currently have no further questions.
Okay, then Thank you very much for your questions, ladies and gentlemen. We enjoyed the discussion, as always, very much. And we would like to invite you to our Investors Day on June 24th in Bietigheim, Bissingen, starting at 2 p.m. We will present there our strategy Dürr 2020 and digital at Dürr and some other highlights, and we hope that many of you will join for that event. You will receive the invitation and the final schedule in the next days. I think for now we would like to say goodbye to you and wish you a pleasant afternoon or good morning wherever you are.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for your attendance. This call has been concluded. You may now disconnect.